Major changes to the healthcare system in the Czech Republic came about this week when the government's reform package took effect. It is the biggest reform in the last 45 years, and its aim is a redefinition of how healthcare services are provided, as well as the role of the state, the facilities, and the patients. Christian Falvey looks at what present and future patients can expect.
One of the main principles of the new healthcare package is to increase the information patients have, empower their abilities to make decisions about their own treatment, and thereby give them more rights. Doctors must now give patients all information related to their medical condition and the treatment they have received. They must explain surgical procedures and their potential consequences, and allow patients to view their own files. Patients can then decide for themselves on the circumstances under which they want to be treated and also on where. The hospital a person visits no longer depends on their place of residence, and hospitals can only reject them in exceptional cases and never in a life-threatening situation. Conversely, once a patient has opted for a certain doctor at a certain facility and a certain treatment, they have to keep the plan or else risk being dropped by the doctor. Patients under this system can also decree what they do not want from their doctor, be it information or a type of treatment. It is now possible to have a notary certify what you do not want a doctor to do if you are incapacitated, on life support, or otherwise incapable of making a decision independently. Even in such cases, however, death is not one of the patient's options. Such wishes will not be respected, the health ministry noted, if they were to lead to actively ending the patient's life, for example, by removing them from life support. Children, too, are empowered by the new legislation to a certain extent. Whenever appropriate, doctors must now ask children what they think about a prescribed treatment and record their opinion in their medical file. Serious procedures on children now require the consent of both parents. If that is not possible or the child disagrees with the treatment approved by the parents, the court is informed and a caretaker is appointed. Children can be accompanied by their parents at all times when being treated or during a stay in hospital, and adults too can be accompanied by their friends or family. Another driving principle of the reforms is to streamline services in the age of austerity. The reforms stipulate, for example, the minimum numbers of doctors to be on hand at hospitals in an effort to decrease overtime and expenditures. This could mean that where night shifts are concerned, patients may be seen by doctors who are not specialists in their particular problem. Also, in an effort to decrease mistakes, it is now for the first time possible to seek a second opinion on serious diagnoses, and such consultations must be covered by health insurance. Some 40 new emergency rescue stations will be added around the country. Ambulances and rescue services, however, have more time to reach their destinations, 20 minutes instead of 15. Paramedics now have the ability to enter any building without having to seek permission and can even demand assistance from passersby. Hospitals must establish contact centers that are in constant communication with paramedic stations. The controversy that has accompanied the debate and passage of this legislation does not end with its taking effect. Some healthcare lawyers see the laws as in fact damaging rather than strengthening the rights of patients, citing, for example, the fact that it will be more difficult for patients to bring their complaints to court.
That was Christian Falvey there with a report on healthcare. Thanks for that, Christian. And if you have any views on the issue you would like to share, of course you can do so either by emailing us to english@radio.cz